You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network. Welcome to Prosperity for God's People, brought to you by ChristianTraders.com, the Internet's fastest growing Christian investment community, created just for you, the Christian investor.
Everybody's happy. I've seen the morning light that shines so bright. And everybody's smiling, knowing everything will be all right.
Striving for excellence in Christian talk radio, excellence in the world financial markets, and most of all, excellence in your personal walk with God.
Broadcasting live
from the CFRN studios in beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
It's time to rejoice, celebrate, raise your hand, share our faith in God we trust. It's time to rejoice, celebrate, raise our hand, share our faith in God we trust. Everybody must be happy.
Defining your future. Sunday night, the 21st day of March, 2010. You will also declare a thing, and it shall be established. Job 22:28. In the Old Testament, there was an Israelite woman who was about to give birth. Now, she had just heard that the Ark of the Covenant that housed God's presence had been stolen. She was so upset, she named her baby boy Ichabod. That means the glory has departed. Now, notice what she did. She named her future by what was happening in the present. She could have just as easily named him the glory will return. But she was so focused on the negative, so caught up in where she was at the moment, that she defined her future by it. My friend, I want to encourage you, don't ever name your future by your present-day circumstances. You may have had some hard times, but you have to get the Ichabod spirit off of you. It may look like you're stuck in a rut. You don't really see how you could ever rise any higher. But don't speak defeat over your life. Instead, why not speak the words of God? When you think about your future, when you name your future, how about blessed? How about prosperous, successful, victorious, healthy, whole, strong, talented, creative, wise? Friend, I encourage you to declare what God's word says so that you can move into the abundant life that Jesus came to give. Father, I thank you tonight for the good future that you have prepared for me. God, I choose to come into agreement with your word and declare your blessings over my life. Keep me close to you as I surrender every area of my life to you. Father, tonight we pray for the people of Haiti. We continue to pray for the people of Chile. We pray, God, for our military, for Sergeant Brady and company. Lord, we pray that you would keep them safe, that you would bring them home victorious. And Father, I pray for all of our listeners. It's Sunday night, new trading week ahead of us. Those of you that don't trade with us live during the day, you're off to your jobs, whatever they might be. But work not unto man, whatever it is you do, but work unto the Lord. Just want to encourage you to have a great week. We'll be back live tomorrow morning. Tonight we'll be posting on the blog. The weekly trading zones will also be recapping the zones from last week. It's all right there, cfrn.net.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Dwayne Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.